My name's Mike Rowe, and that's my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
So long as your hand is up top, you're all right.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
I've seen a lot of wheelbarrows full of a lot of stuff. This one wins.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs, I travel to Monterey, California, where kelp farmers use sharp knives.
How close did that knife just come to your face just now?
Pretty close.
To harvest abalone food.
You're eating kelp, Rob.
Good for you. It'd be good in a salad.
Then, when I get sick...
Hi, I'm Dave Barsky.
Barsky calls Dr. Funnybone.
His name is Microbe.
No, Mike Rowe.
I thought it was a joke.
Where'd you find this doctor, Dave?
A brochure in the lobby.
Feeling better, I visit a scary house.
Your basement's full of body parts, dude.
Mm-hmm. Where a quirky special effects guy...
All right, bite down.
...practices dentistry and possibly proctology. On the side.
Oh, God.
Today I've come to Monterey, California to talk all about abalone. This is an abalone. Actually, this is an abalone shell. The actual abalone was on the inside and would still be there if it weren't for some human who ate it. That's what we do with abalone. We've been eating abalone for over 150 years, maybe even longer than that. But lately, we've eaten so many of them that we've nearly eaten them into extinction. So now we grow them on farms. The job today is to go out into the ocean to get kelp. Abalone eat kelp. If we feed the kelp to the abalone, we can later eat the abalone. Cycle of life.
Permission to come aboard?
Permission granted.
This is Trevor. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. And this is Rob, right?
Right.
Is this your farm or part of it?
It is. The whole underside of this wharf right here. It's a really healthy marine environment.
Well, it does definitely look unique. Our job is to go out in this boat with these cages and come back with kelp.
Correct.
And the abalone eat the kelp.
That's their natural diet. That's
okay.
Correct.
How much of it do they eat?
We go through about 5 tons of wet kelp per week to feed our whole farm of about 220,000 abalone.
Is the kelp on the surface or underneath?
Well, it's both. It's held on to the substrate, the rocks, with a holdfast, and we're only cutting what comes up and meets the surface. We're just trimming the top of the plant exactly the same way you'd cut the grass out in your front yard.
Gotcha. So we're going to come back with kelp trimmings.
Correct.
The barking I hear is sea lions.
That's right.
Yeah, they're just lying around everywhere. How do they get up there?
Well, they could jump pretty high up out of the water. They'll get a running start and just land up on their perch.
You mean a swimming start, right? They can't run.
That's correct.
Okay. Just so I'm clear, these are your normal sea lions. Okay. I think I get it. Let's go get some kelp.
All right.
How far out do we go?
3 miles outside of the port here. We're going to stay right along the coastline, though.
All right. What is kelp, exactly? What's its,
Kelp is an algae. Kelp that we're going after today is macrocystist, or giant kelp. It's one of the fastest-growing plants on the planet. It's been measured to grow as much as 4 feet in one day.
Why do they call them abalone? Where'd that name come from?
You know, I think it came from a local Indian tribe, and their tribe name are the Ohalone, which means abalone eater.
Do you still enjoy their taste?
Personally, I don't like abalone, but I enjoy catching them.
You're like a walking PR campaign to help, you know, get the fishery back.
He's not eating in profits.
Right. Don't have to worry about Rob here. He hates abalone. Makes him sick.
Coming up.
What do you got here?
A good place to start. This is a whole entire kelp plant. It's loose, what we call drift. We're going to be pulling in the holdfast with this.
The holdfast? So like the root?
It's like a root.
This is amazing, man. I didn't know it was this big. There's no end to it.
There's the holdfast.
This is what connects to the rock.
It's just these little tiny things form little bonds to it, basically?
Yeah, they get in a crack and hold on.
Amazing. What are these things?
That's what keeps the kelp floating up.
Called an air bladder.
An air bladder?
Right.
These, of course, are just leaves.
Fronds?
Fronds?
This is the stipe.
Frond, air bladder, stipe, and hold fast. Oh, what do you got there? What is that?
A kelp eel.
A kelp eel?
Yeah, yeah.
Real slimy.
Well, it's a slug, basically.
Kelp eel.
Good eating. Little butter, little lemon. So the plan then is we basically get upwind of it, kill the engine, pull the prop, drift right through it.
Right.
If we play our cards right, we can catch a barsky. Very rare. They live on these small zodiacs. Abalone love them. How many knives have you dropped?
A few. Quite a few.
Rob, there's like no end to it.
Yeah. All right, good job.
How close did that knife just come to your face just now?
Pretty close.
Good. Dirty, wet, and dangerous. You're eating kelp, Rob.
Good for you.
No, I'm sure it's bursting with nutrition.
Not bad. Not. It'd be good in a salad.
Mm-hmm.
What? Are you gonna
try? Yeah. Let me do a little scoop here. Now, which one am I looking for?
Here's a good one.
Right here?
Yeah. There you go. Got it?
No, that wasn't much, was it? That was lame.
It'll slow down.
Okay.
There you go. There you go. Here's a good one.
Sorry.
Oh, did I get you?
No.
Really?
No, you didn't get me.
But I did get you. Look at your hand, Matt.
Oh, that's nothing.
I don't know, man. It's a slippery boat, a couple of guys, knives swinging around. But I like the whole...
I'm cutting kelp.
Ow.
Tweet.
Stupid.
Coming up, it's a pleasant trip back to the abalone farm.
Don't have the dirty jobs diet. The pounds just come off.
Where the ravenous little critters are into recycling.
They eat their poop.
Catching on.
Now we're getting somewhere.
And later, I make a great impression. Well, except for the spitting.
Lovely.
Impressing them wherever I go.
And I try my hand at writing promos.
Tonight on Dirty Jobs, Mike takes a little wooden thing and mixes pink stuff. Great.
Kelp is kicking my ass, Rob. I need help with the kelp.
Why is good kelp
so hard to find? Now, this is what we call the above and beyond, the call of duty. That's Doug, our director of photography, sitting on the edge of the zodiac there. We have to pause for a moment because Doug has decided he's got to have a shot of the kelp down where the kelp grows. Doug will now enter the freezing waters, as only he can do, in sort of an upside-down pirouette. It's a heck of a thing to see.
No way.
And there goes Doug. There are a lot of sharks in here. A lot of sharks. That would be awesome.
So Doug took off with his fancy camera. But after a few minutes, he just kind of disappeared. Couldn't find him anywhere. Turns out he was just trapped underwater in kelp vines. Not the exciting shark attack that would have made really great TV.
It happens, you know. Doug is tangled in kelp now, hopelessly. He appears to be drowning. I don't know how much air he has. But if it comes down to it, I guess I could hop in and cut him free. This has got to be embarrassing for you, Doug.
Okay. Do you need to be cut loose?
I'm ready.
Are you sure?
So I pulled the deadly kelp off of Doug and was just about to pull him back on board when back he went. Turns out the underwater camera rental was pretty pricey. Barsky insisted we get our money's worth, sharks or no sharks.
Rob, I'm no expert, but I think we're full.
Yeah, we're full.
What do you say, Captain?
Let's head for home.
Now you get to take a nap.
That's a great idea.
The ride back on the kelp boat was pretty smooth, but over on the Zodiac, Doug was looking a little green around the gills.
Not coming.
What did you have for breakfast?
I had an egg, a hard-boiled egg, raisin toast.
Ooh, that's nice.
Two bowls of Raisin Bran, orange juice, and a coffee.
There's Doug Glover going the extra mile. He gives and he gives and he gives. Call that the Dirty Jobs diet. The pounds just come off. Oh, that's seafood. Look, I see food.
Done.
Nobody vomits like Doug. I've seen it happen several times. I guess it's so thick, I'll never know.
So after a long day of kelp harvesting, near-death experiences, and vomiting, it was finally time to see the inner workings of the abalone farm that Trevor and his business partner, Art Seabee, owned.
So how's this work? We're going to winch this out of here on this, basically?
Yep. Pull those cages right up and out of the boat and set them on carts.
Okay.
Whoa.
Fit. I got it.
Oh. Well, I think we're done, Mike.
Cool. So we got the kelp, we cut the kelp, we hauled the kelp, offloaded the kelp. Now what do we do?
Feed the abalone.
Let's feed some abalone. Gentlemen. How the heck am I?
Mike. Hey, Mike.
Nick.
Hey, Nick. How are you? Hey, Trevor, I know you.
Hi, Mike.
What in... Is this your farm?
This is it. Pretty awesome, huh?
Well, yeah, you got floors that seem to stick up at odd angles, and you got ropes and pulleys, and everything's very slippery, and I'm going to say, what's the word, Nick? Hazardous?
Very.
Can you swim?
I can sink. This is what an abalone farm basically looks like?
This is what our abalone farm looks like. We stock these cages with abalone and then suspend these cages on lines directly into the water column. We have to pull these cages up and out of the water at least once a week and clean them off and feed them a fresh diet of kelp and harvest the ones that we may need to harvest to fill the orders.
Yeah.
And then set the cage back down in the water and do it all over again in another week.
Nick, how many abalone you got in each cage, more or less?
Probably about somewhere between 800 and 900.
So you got how many cages altogether?
About 230.
So you got a couple hundred thousand abalone in various stages.
That's correct, at different ages and okay. Different stages.
All right, are we going to pull a cage up now and have a look at some?
We sure are. All right, grab that hook right there. Good job.
Coming up. Watch your fingers. All right, so now I want to turn it so the lid's facing the wall. Just yank it. There
yank
you go.
It.
Yeah.
Back. We're just going to set it down and let the winch take the weight.
All right.
Very good.
All right, so now you got to open up the cage.
A cage within a cage.
A cage within a cage. That way the crabs and octopus and sea otters can't get in.
This is a zipper.
Yep. Oh.
Was that bad?
That was bad.
That's going to come out of your paycheck.
Yeah. Sorry. All right, then you open it up. Be careful for this one guy right here. I don't want to let him fall off. All right, he looks pretty good. So here's your abalone.
This is it. This is it. And they're alive?
They're alive. They're hungry.
There's no food in there whatsoever, and they feed continuously, almost nonstop.
That also means that they crap continuously.
That's why you got to rinse. Give them one more little rinse before you stick your arms in there, if you want.
No, I'm all for getting rid of the poo. Where's it go?
Not always, but sometimes they recycle.
They eat their poo.
You're catching on.
Now we're getting somewhere. We get the kelp, we feed it to the abalone eat the kelp, the abalone poo the kelp, then they eat the kelp again just to let them know they're serious.
That's correct.
Sure could go for a big steamy pile of my own poo. What is causing them to stick to the panel?
Under their foot, they create a suction cup. In nature, they cling to rocks, but here on the farm, they're clinging to these panels here.
It's a one-footed poo-eating crustacean. Okay.
Can I touch one?
Sure.
Use the spatula.
Uh-huh.
And coming from the side, anywhere you see that foot exposed.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Talk to me, Nick.
So this is the shell here, and this is where the animal's mouth is. It's called a radula. And that's how it eats the kelp right in there.
That's a radula?
That's a radula.
What's this?
That's its epipodium.
Its so radulus looks a lot like its epipodium.
This here is what secretes that mucousy slime. That's
everywhere.
That's everywhere. That's because they're so slow, that's their one of their only defense mechanisms in nature.
Yeah, they just basically gross out predators.
Right.
Where does the poo come from?
The poo comes out these holes right here, which is the same holes that they breathe through and spawn through.
Four holes that you can breathe through or poo through or have sex in, depending on your mood, I suppose.
Right.
What a complicated animal.
Coming up, I fatten up the poor little unsuspecting abalone.
Abalone, it's what's for dinner.
And I take a whack at making abalone appetizers.
I mean, considering they eat their own poo, this is fantastic.
And later, I get impatient waiting to be a zombie.
Are we going to do it today?
Rolf, you don't get off my back. We're going to rumble, baby.
And tick off Mr. Sensitive Artist.
I just want to be a zombie, dude.
Hey, time's coming.
So's Christmas, man.
All right, so your next job is to go through and harvest these animals. So you're going to find animals that are 85 millimeters and up, which is a quarter pound abalone. And these are going out to local restaurants here. So
show me how it goes.
So what you got to do is you got to look down in here for the biggest abalone you can find. Find a big one, slide it off, like about 89 millimeters. So that's a keeper.
You go through all these?
You got to go through each one.
We've got three spatulas?
I thought that's what you were here for, Mike.
Well, you know what? It's getting dark, so chop, chop. Let's see. This guy looks like he should fit. This is going to be close. Oh, no. He's good.
Try turning it around the other way and butting the back of the shell up against this stopper, and then measure the tip of the shell length.
Not the radula?
Right.
You got to be sure not to cut them, because they don't have blood clotting mechanism. So if you cut the abalone, they die.
It just bleeds to death.
It bleeds right out. Right.
No, one more complicated thing.
Yeah. Right. That's a keeper.
Now, what's the difference between an abalone and a, certainly from the oyster sort of family, you know?
Not at all. An oyster has two shells, a bivalve.
It's a bivalve, right.
Correct.
Right.
So these are more like a garden snail.
How much does one of these cost?
These are about $5 a piece.
Really? That right. seems pricey.
This is a four-year-old abalone. Growing only an inch a year takes us 4 years going out and harvesting kelp every day.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, high maintenance, low critters.
Yeah. Now, what's going on here? You got an abalone stuck on an abalone?
Yeah.
How do big abalones make the little abalones?
Well, they're what you call broadcast spawners, which means there's a female and a male abalone, and they release their sperm and egg into the water column in hopes that they meet up and reproduce.
Broadcast spawner. Something to shoot for. I got hopes for this one.
Looks like a beauty, Mike.
That's $5 of heaven right there. $5 of poop-eaten, slime-generated for butthole heaven. So, Nick, what's happening here? I mean, it looks like a pretty good shot of all the meaty parts kind of hanging down there.
Just the foot.
That's the foot.
Yeah.
Abalone. It's what's for dinner. So these are going to the market then. These are going, well, we got to feed them. We're going to feed them some of the kelp, I guess.
All right, let's feed.
How do we go about feeding?
You want to put enough in there, as much as you can put without crowding it up. They still have to be able to get plenty of water flow.
Right.
So you tuck the seaweed in there, and then you have to get it down underneath that bar.
Yeah.
So you do that with every row, and they're fed.
Feed some abalone. Now, how long will it take the remaining abalone in here to eat all the kelp?
When we pull this up next week, all this kelp will be gone. They'll eat it all.
Is it full?
It's full. It's time to zip it up. It'll tear through.
Tide's coming in.
Yeah, it's getting higher.
Yeah, fast.
Here.
All right.
All right, as this drops down, just grab the rope.
Yeah.
Pull it against the wood.
Okay. Right,
now you got to step on it.
Step on it.
Step on it. Step on the rope quick.
Whoa. Whoa. Everything's coming unhinged, dude. I'm going to get yanked to Davy Jones' friggin' locker.
You want me to clip it on for you?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
There you go. Now I'm going to step off this, and that's going to sink.
Yep, you're good.
The abalone are down there. They're being fed. They couldn't be happier. You and I, on the other hand, we haven't eaten all day.
Let's go do it. Let's eat some abalone.
I wonder where you got to. Look at you. You're a chef, too.
You ready to taste the fruits of your labor of the day?
I think so. Let me just have one more good long look at it in its resting state.
Anytime you're ready, you could break out that tenderizing mallet there and give it about three or four good whacks on each side. Okay, flip it and do it again.
Man, this is one tough truck.
All right, that one's ready. Okay, add a little bit of olive oil to your pan. Quite a bit on a good hot skillet.
How quickly should these be eaten when they come out?
They should be served hot right away.
So I should shove one of these in Blake Barsky's mouth.
Yeah.
We're ready. All right, Dave, ready? Might be a little warm. Here, just take a bite. Don't go crazy. It's hot. Come on, take it. That's a big boy. Huh? Chris, what do you say?
Yeah, come on.
Come on, you got to try it. You eat. Just a little tiny piece left. The moment you've all been waiting for. It wasn't but a few hours ago. Poor Doug Glover put most of his fancy breakfast right in the drink. Let's see how he does with this. Yeah?
Good.
Yeah? Everybody's well digging it.
Good job. Dude.
That's delicious. I mean, considering they eat their own poo, this is fantastic.
Good end product.
You know what they call this, don't you, Trevor? A really good start. We're going to need some more.
Okay, coming right up, Mike. We'll take care of that.
No, listen, it's been really great. Thanks very much for having us out.
You're very welcome.
Guys, come on in and dig in. Chris, please, come in, eat. Dave, come, eat. Both of you. Here's a sentence I bet you thought you'd never hear me say. For a creature that eats its own poo and creates tons of slime. Delicious.
Coming up, it looks like goo, but it's not.
This is zombie snot.
I feel fine. I can work today.
Then, the twisted monster makers plaster my face with sludge, humiliate me for their own sick pleasures, then strip me bare.
Don't leave me here alone with all the cameramen.
Leaving me feeling exposed and vulnerable.
Please stop.
Well, if you're going to be sick, Georgia is as good a place as any, I suppose. And sick I was. Even the crew was worried. They don't get paid unless we shoot. So, they will shoot virtually anything.
Doctor.
Hi, Mike. Barsky.
Hey, Dave.
Please, thanks for coming out.
Sure.
Listen, I don't know how much you know, but we have a Discovery Channel program called 30 Jobs.
Right.
Mike Rowe is our host. He's a little ill today. He's been ill all week.
His name is Mike Crow.
No, Mike Rowe.
That's a joke. Yeah.
he uses that joke himself. No, but seriously, we haven't been able to shoot all week because of this ailment he has. It's somewhat his Rowe. We don't know what's going on, but we need you to visit him for insurance purposes. Do you mind being filmed?
No, that's fine.
As you know, it'll probably be used on TV. We shoot everything.
That's fine.
All right, he's right through here. Thanks.
Just mentioned being on TV, and everybody's a comedian.
Hey,
he's in bed.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? Dr. Burwitz. You know, I haven't really seen your show before, but my wife had heard about it. I didn't know I had a dirty job, though.
It's about to get worse, I'm sure.
Yeah. So is it the throat that's bothering you?
Yeah, it started out with just a bad throat and then the cold, but not the symptoms weren't really too bad cold-wise. It was just, I mean, I've shot with colds all the time, but I just lost my voice 2 days ago, and it's just starting to come back.
So it's not pain, it's losing the voice.
Yeah, I'm just a mute. I'm like the sad clown.
Let's take a look here.
Pagliacci.
Let me see your teeth first.
Uh-huh.
Are they fake or...
The dentist tooth?
You got lowers? You got lowers. I got the lowers. Lift up your shirt. I'll listen to your chest.
Now, technically, you mean my heart, right? I mean, you are
a
doctor.
There's a heart. And
Barsky gets very serious when he thinks he's not going to get paid.
The itself doesn't make noise. It's the organ in it.
In and out, through the mouth. Again.
Where'd you find this doctor, Dave? Seriously.
What'd you do? Did you go through the yellow pages? How'd that work?
A brochure in the lobby.
1-800-DOCTOR.
Again. Again. Again.
No, I'm going to...
That you can't even make up.
I can't.
You have asthma or something like that?
I don't know.
You're not a cigarette smoker. I don't smoke cigarettes. But you, really, you have... Your lungs sound bad.
No, I don't smoke.
Never?
No. No.
Then you probably need to get a chest x-ray when you... When you,
Can we shoot tomorrow? I mean,
can we? I'll be in Las Vegas tomorrow. Shoot him.
Your work is essentially done.
I cancel my trip to Las Vegas to see you.
Will his voice be better? Will his voice be better for tomorrow?
I don't know.
Well, we haven't shot anything in 3.5 days. You don't understand. We're desperate.
This is good.
I can't go back to Los Angeles with no footage. So.
Do a mission statement.
I'm Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
That's not good. Not good. Spell that last name, Mike.
Rowe.
Oh, terrible.
The E is silent. Like me. Okay.
What you'll need is the prednisone for the voice. The prednisone in the spray form.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I think, and that's what you need.
All right, man. No more talking for me. Thanks again, Doc.
Thanks, Doc.
Zygosint.
Zygosint.
Speaks Russian, too.
I think that's Russian.
All
right,
thanks a lot.
Zygosint. Well, there you go, you know. We don't have a story for you, but, you know, you got me and some sputum and some dubious-sounding lungs. That's really all I got. Goodbye.
Well, old Doc Horowitz came through. He's got me on half a dozen different medications whose names I can't even begin to pronounce, but the cough is under control. My voice is back. Sort of. Basically, I feel like a zombie, but that's okay. From what I'm told, I'll be in good company. In the house behind me, zombies everywhere. You Toby?
No, Toby's over that way. I'm Dave.
Oh, there's a face in your lap. Yeah. So you know. You're Toby.
I'm afraid so. How you doing?
Fine. What happened down here, Toby?
This is what I do and where I live. A lot of dead people. Dead things.
Yeah, she's not dead. Who's that?
That's Samantha. That's my right-hand man.
Hi, Samantha.
PC, but that's what she is.
Your basement's full of body parts, dude. This is creepy. You're a special effects...
Special effects makeup artist.
Special effects makeup artist.
Which means we actually do, makeup that's special effect driven, which... And that's not actually considered makeup, but at the same time, we're makeup artists.
So. There's Santa Claus without a head. And there's a ghoul next to Santa. It looks like a bullet hole. And who's this?
We actually made that for a werewolf movie. The werewolf actually comes down and bites a chunk out of his head.
So, I mean, really, what is going to happen to me today?
All right, today we're going to turn you into a zombie because zombies are cool and we all like zombies.
Am I going to spend a lot of time just like sitting while you do? That sounds great.
Yeah, you can sleep even.
Good, because I am heavily medicated, fighting a bug of my own. So maybe you can give me the final step to... push me into complete zombie.
Yeah, I've actually had people fall asleep during face casts.
We've had people fall asleep during the show. So it's going to be great.
Great. We should get along good.
Okay.
So this is where it all happens then? Right in the chair.
It's going to happen here, baby.
All right, make it happen.
All right, bite down.
Any respectable zombie has to have a good set of teeth.
There you go, just a little bit.
The die is cast.
So now you're going to sit there for about another minute and a half. What? Not too bad.
Hey.
And bite down.
Never get the feeling you're going to have a really long day.
Down and down.
2, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, man. That's great.
Yeah?
That's a great impression.
Oh, good.
Nothing. Impressing them wherever I go.
Coming up.
You start a lot of sentences, but don't really ever finish them. You know
that's what they
tell you?
Yeah.
The zombie maker and I
just drop it off at
the pool. Yeah. Develop a telepathic connection.
Nearest
place. Now that's scary.
Shut the
hell
up.
Then.
I look just terrible.
I'm finally a zombie.
Wow. Now what?
Let's go kill some stuff.
So there they are. My teeth.
The impressions of your teeth.
All right.
We're going to make your teeth now. This is a special blaster. First thing we want to do is find the right temperature for somewhere between 75 and 80 degrees.
I'm at 68.
Think so?
69.
Okay.
74. Yeah.
You stir.
The plaster mixture must be meticulously prepared. Television doesn't get much more exciting than this. What's happening here? I mean, what's the...
The whole principle is just to get the bubbles out of the plaster.
Troy's getting a shot of the bubbles popping in the pancake-like substance. It's gripping stuff. If the kids have wandered out of the room, you might want to bring them back in now to see the bubbles popping. It's big. The plaster is added to my teeth molds. And then...
This is one of the favorite parts of the job, though, is hurry up and wait.
Surely, there must be something around here to keep me occupied. What am I doing?
You're peeling the alginate off the bottom right now. It's just...
These are the molds of my teeth, made from the molds of my teeth. Really should have had braces.
See, this is one of the episodes where you guys need to be here for like a whole entire week so you can see the whole...
Yeah, that sounds dreamy. Now, we're making a mold from the mold of the mold of my teeth.
Stop about there with it.
Okay. And how long do they have to sit for?
Sorry. Ideally, you want to give it like an hour, but...
Yeah, TikTok. Tonight on Dirty Jobs, Mike takes a little wooden thing and mixes pink stuff for 4 hours. Great.
So we're going to spatulate that on there.
How are we going to do it today?
Rolf, you don't get off my back. We're going to rumble, baby.
Yeah, listen, man, I honestly just want to get to the point where I look like a zombie. Now we're gluing teeth on the mold of the son of the mold of my teeth.
Oh, those are cool. Those are great.
Yes.
That's quality work there.
So here's what I did for the top.
Lower, upper.
I just want to be a zombie, dude. We've got two full pints of corn syrup.
Yes, of corn syrup.
We're getting close, but we're still lacking two crucial ingredients.
Right. Probably two. It says get almost 2 gallons out of this, but I like making my blood a little redder.
Well, are you liking this? This seems very thick for blood.
Well, we want it to stay on you. Yeah, exactly.
Sure. That looks like something very bad happened to me.
Exactly. No.
Snot?
This is zombie snot. Maybe we could put a little color in it. Sometimes you just got to hope and pray that some of these colors work.
I even wonder if it's just a touch of green would be too crazy.
You know, you're a creative man.
I work with many palettes. That's enough. There's only one proven way to test snot. I feel fine. I can work today. I feel fine. Just so we don't forget what I look like, should I remain a zombie, a face mask is in order. Okay. So the teeth are still hardening, I suppose, right?
Setting up.
The teeth are setting, and I'm going to set as well. And this is where the actual, phase two?
Mm-hmm. So we're going to do your live cast, mold of your face.
Yes.
We're going to actually do a mold of your face and your ears.
Are we using plaster, or what do you use?
Alginate
again.
More alginate.
Do you have enough? Look at the size of my face.
You do have kind of a blockhead.
I a giant head. You like a 14, 15 pounder.
All right.
Bear to sneeze, wouldn't it?
All right, under there.
real important process in identifying the cast. Draw little registration marks.
Oops. Well, that was odd. It's so bright now, I can't see anything at all. I can't see a thing. Did it work?
Uh-huh.
That's
turned
me?
Out, yeah, turned out quite nice.
From the inside out?
Mm-hmm.
All right, don't leave me here alone with all the cameramen. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? Please. Please stop.
Coming up.
As a zombie, what is my motivation?
A zombie needs a purpose, like everyone else.
You're coming to eat my brains.
And give me a moment to assume character.
All right.
So they can enjoy death to the fullest.
Oh, God, that's annoying.
Okay, now, the whole trick to this is a chip brush. Rule number one of the chip brush, never use it until you make sure all the bristles
are
gone.
Gone?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So you start a lot of sentences, but don't really ever finish them.
That's what they
tell you?
Yeah. So, all right. Now, I'm going to get a little bit of plaster on here. I'm going to start around the edge here. If you're not careful, you can put more bubbles in by brushing than
not.
Than not.
No,
yeah.
There you go.
You're going to finish that. I knew you were.
Somebody had to.
Of course.
You showed no indication of caring at all about bringing your thought home.
Exactly. I just drop it off at
the nearest place.
And leave it.
Be.
Shut the
hell
up. This is why when someone contacts us about doing a movie, we prefer to have...
All the time in the world?
Yes. All right. So you see we got the first coat in.
What are we going to do next?
And just like that, 12 short hours later, I am finally in the makeup chair, ready to become a zombie. Toby standing by with all the necessary accoutrements. And this is Bill?
Bill Johnson.
Bill Johnson.
My good friend Bill Johnson.
Bill, what are you doing here?
I'm asking myself the same question right now.
Yeah, well, get in line. Bill's a next-door neighbor, and he also dabbles in makeup, correct?
Dabbles, I would not say. Bill's actually one of my heroes, mentors, and friends.
Really? He's... You've been doing this for how long?
I am 20-something years.
And you've been doing this for how long?
20-something years.
Okay, so that's 40-something, maybe 50 years of experience coming to the fore, all focused on dirty jobs. So this is a big day for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's not mess it up. What's the first step?
Look at me, I'm hideous.
Should we make a quick glue in the eyebrow?
Yeah, go ahead.
Put it on mine.
Yeah, great. Feeling pretty. How are you feeling, Troy? Another 2 hours, 4 tapes, 6 batteries, we're out of here.
47 smart comments.
47 smart comments.
You might want to get your kids out of the room. I don't know what's going to happen next, but it's going to be scary, very scary. When does it end?
I look just terrible.
Thanks. Glad you like it.
Well, I feel beautiful. What's next?
Let's go to the other side of the shop and look at your old face. Compare them.
The mask we made.
Yes. Let's go look.
Have a look at that. Come along. It'll be great. So that's me, face down in burlap.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we did earlier before we did your makeup.
All right.
So this is raw, out of the mold, out of the live cast. If you remember, we did the alginate mold of you.
Yeah.
All right, what we're going to do is carefully kind of peel up the plaster bandages. There we go. that's all the bandages. Yours might not have came out perfect, but...
Holy cow, that's me.
The old Mike, the new Mike.
Which do you prefer? The two things I like about me most are my face. What's next?
We're going to have you stand over there, and we're going to shoot the statue and hopefully emulate a shotgun blast in your chest. It's fun.
It's the kind of day I'm having. Yeah. I've never been shot before in a state of deadness.
That's the blood I made earlier, and that tube is hooked to an air compressor.
How much force is going to come out?
About 140 PSI.
140 pounds per square inch is going to smash into me.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying. But because I'm dead, no one has to worry.
Exactly.
So, as a zombie, what is my motivation?
You're dead and you want brains.
I'm coming to eat your brains.
You're coming to eat my brains.
All right, well, you tell me when to begin and give me a moment to assume character.
All right.
Because as a trained actor, I need a moment.
Okay.
To become truly undead.
I'm leaking, so...
Okay, ready?
Let's do this thing.
Hold on a second. I'm undead. Okay. Oh, I need some brains. Oh! Oh, that's annoying.
That's my job.
Well, just goes to show you, things really can go from bad to worse. Last night I went to bed with a horrible cough and half a voice. Doctor came by, prescribed some medications. I wake up this morning, I go to work, I get bit in the neck by a dead guy. Next thing I know, I got this rash on my neck. I'm confused and disoriented. I walk into a wall, give myself not one, but two concussions, fall on my face, jack up my dental work. Then all of a sudden, a lunatic who can't even finish a sentence shoots me square in the chest with a gun. Fortunately, I'm dead. So what difference does it make? It's a weird day. And I still have a cough.
Hey, you want to see something really scary? Yeah, it's me. And if you don't go to discovery.com/dirty jobs right now and suggest a brand new dirty job for me and the boys, I swear I'm going to come to your house and eat your brains. I'll do it. Won't I?
I'm trying to order a pizza. I've had a couple wrong numbers. It's getting awkward. There's a good chance Toby's calling back the same wrong number.
Bambinelli's will be open between 11 and 12. So, if you're calling between those hours, come on in and eat.
Whoa.
No, that's not going to work.